Criticism, isn't it useful in showing us where we are? Yes, definitely. The extent we get agitated by criticism, we can understand that we are conditioned. At the same time, the process of bhakti is a culture of affection. So it is for me to try to say, become humble. I should try to be humble. But if somebody insults me and says, no, I am helping you to become humble. No, this is a complete perversion of the philosophy. See, it's amanina manadena. So it's not that by insulting me or by criticizing me, others are helping me to become humble. Now, humility doesn't, that if somebody insults me, somebody criticizes me, that will not lead to humility. That will lead to humiliation. See, humility and humiliation, what is the difference? Humility is false ego rejected. Humiliation is false ego frustrated. So I want to be proud, but I can't be proud. Then I feel humiliated. Whereas humility means that I consciously choose that there is a better way to live than to live for the praise of others. I can live for Krishna's satisfaction and the remembrance of Krishna, I can be happy. So humility is a choice that has to be consciously made. And criticism, we may say it makes me humble, but actually it makes us humiliated. Later on, we can choose to become humble by that criticism. But criticism itself cannot make anyone humble. Criticism only hurts the ego primarily. But if that person is proactive, or person is mature, person will say, okay, this was a mistake I committed, and let me correct myself. They may take the humble position. So, as devotees, if somebody criticizes me, I can take it in that way. Yes, Krishna is helping me to become humble through this devotee. That is good. But I should not criticize other thinking that I am helping them to become humble. That will be a complete misunderstanding, misapplication of the philosophy. So the problem with criticism is that it is essential and it reveals to us who we are. At the same time, it can be very demoralizing. Because we are human beings. There was a survey done in one American university, Wisconsin University, I think. They had a group of art students, boys and girls. They are studying art and they are planning to become writers. So, the boys formed a writer's club and they said that we will, whatever we write, we will all point out faults in others' writings. And by that, we will correct ourselves and we will become better writers. When the girls came to know about this, the girls also, they had some feminist influence. So they said, we will do the opposite of what the boys did. So they said, whatever we write, we'll find the good points and we'll praise it. And 20 years down the line, so researchers observed these two groups. So among the boys, not one of them had become a professional writer. Three of them, they used to write, but still they're not good writers. And most of them would get fear whenever they start writing. On the other hand, among the girls, overall the boys and the girls, they had maybe the same class, more similar IQ level. But among the girls, one of them had become a world famous writer, six of them had become published writers, and all the others were known among their friends as good writers, even if they were writing letters or emails or whatever. So what this means is that actually, for bringing out the good within us, we need appreciation more than criticism. Their criticism also is required. But encouragement is what we primarily need. And in an atmosphere of encouragement, if a little criticism is given, that is good. But if the primary mode of the relationship is criticism only, then people will become discouraged. So what happens, especially in the case of bhakti? See, bhakti is a voluntary activity. And although from the spiritual perspective it is essential, we don't feel it is essential. If I go to work and my boss criticizes me, I still have to keep working because it's my bread and butter over there. But if I come to the temple and some devotees criticize me, then I may just give up bhakti. Because I don't consider bhakti as mandatory. And bhakti is primarily a voluntary activity. I was just in another temple a few days ago and I gave a whole three lecture seminar on cultivating non-judgmental attitude. So after that, one Mataji came and she told that she is from Bengali background. So Bengalis often, the Shakta, so they take meat. But they also they also have affection for the deities. She would come to a temple and she was making garland for the deities. And as she was making garland for the deities, someone came and asked her, "Do you eat meat?" She said, "Yes." So that person just took the garland and threw it on the ground. So you can never make garland for the deities. She felt devastated. She went back crying. And she just couldn't digest it. Now it's her sincerity that in spite of that, she kept coming and she's become a devotee. But, you know, here it may be true that, okay, for the deities, we may have that, okay, you have to follow certain standards. But there's a way to communicate these things. And if we are insensitive, then we are doing a great disservice to people. So the fact that she wanted to make garlands means she has some service attitude. That service attitude is good. Okay, there may be some standard she's not following. That has to be taught and that can be adjusted. But criticism often, rather than pointing out, okay, this is a particular action she are doing, which should not be done. But what happened was, by rejecting, throwing away the garland, what was done was, she herself felt rejected. And her service attitude was rejected. So if a soul wants to serve Krishna, to reject the service attitude of the soul is actually spiritual violence. So it is better to err on the side of caution than on the side of correction. Now people will learn through mistakes. But if they find devotees are very critical, they will give up the service attitude itself. If they have a service attitude, they will gradually correct themselves. But if they lose the service attitude, then there is no scope for correcting themselves. So while dealing with others, you know, it is better to err on the side of caution than on the side of correction. And correction needs to be given in the atmosphere of affection. Okay. Any other questions?